Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, February 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks end the week higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 135 points to close at 38,654. The S&P 500 was up 52 points, and the Nasdaq finished 267 points higher. January's strong jobs and hourly wages report seemed to reduce the chances of an interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve in March, but markets moved higher anyway, propelled in part by mega-cap tech stocks. Among them, Meta, whose shares rose 20%, a day after the parent of Facebook posted its biggest quarterly sales increase in 2 years and unveiled its first dividend, which it's starting off at 50 cents per share per quarter. Plus, Facebook gained $204.5 billion in market cap today, a record one-day market cap gain for any U.S. company. Amazon's shares finished up nearly 8%, a day after the e-commerce giant reported better-than-expected revenue and profits. Also, Barron's reports that Executive Chairman Jeff Bezos has filed plans with the SEC to sell as much as $8.6 billion worth of Amazon stock by the end of next January. Elsewhere, Tesla's shares fell 0.5%. The electric car maker is recalling nearly all the EVs it has sold in the U.S. because the font for some visual warning lights is too small. And shares of Charter Communications fell nearly 17% after the cable company reported a drop in quarterly earnings and said it lost internet customers in the last 3 months of 2023. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.